What do you guys think of fantasy? And specifically, what do you think of things like fairies and trolls? Do you consider them to be anything that actually existed? Or do you think they're just those subjects of stories that we tell our kids that move on from one generation to the next? We're going to get into this today, and I'm curious what you think. Before we get started today, I just want to give you a quick reminder that we have two channels, A Stranger World Than Fiction, and we also have They Call Me the Ghost, A Stranger World Than Fiction, where we talk about all things strange. It's really a conversation. Secondly, we have They Call Me the Ghost, and that is where I, the ghost, share a lot of my on-the-job experiences, real and outrageous jobs that actually do happen. And don't forget to check out our podcast, also A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. So if you are into all things strange, outrageous, crazy, and mysterious, and you like them in story format, that's what we do here, and you're in the right place. All right, well, back to our story today. I'm talking about goblins, fairies, trolls, sprites, brownies, you name it. They all provoke imagery of magical beings and times long ago. However, what about those people who claim to have seen such things in relatively recent times? Because this is true, right? It's okay if you're talking about something that is hundreds of years in our past. You don't need to prove anything, and you don't actually need to know anything. You can just talk about it. And that's what we like to do these days, is talk, talk, talk. But what if someone is claiming that these things exist in our world today? What would that do to you? Should we just dismiss the tales that are of recent or dig into them and find out if there's any credibility? Well, for the purposes of this share, I'm going to do some digging. And you may be surprised how the old times and beliefs are still with us. A noted expert on Welsh folklore and an author to an acclaimed book, British Goblins, which, in its pages, the author wrote of the hairy little bobbitch, that it is the good-natured goblin, which does good turns for the tidy Welsh maid who wins its favor by a certain course of behavior recommended by long tradition. So basically, this goblin will come if she does certain things for it. The maid, having swept the kitchen, makes a good fire the last thing at night, and having put the churn filled with cream on the whitened hearth with a basin of fresh cream for the bobbick on the hob, goes to bed to await the event. In the morning, she finds, if she's lucky, that the goblin has emptied the basin of cream and plied the churn dasher so well that the maid has but to give a thump or two to bring the butter to a great lump. Like the isle which it is, this bwebek is largely forgotten in today's world, but encounters with small, hairy, man-like figures in the UK, they are still happening. John Downes says of such matters, "I may have had many reports of such creatures being seen in Devonshire." He works for the Centre of Fortean Zoology, and he continues, "The location," John reveals, "was Churston Woods, which is situated close to the English holiday resort of Torbay. Over a six-week period, in the summer of 1996, 15 separate witnesses reported seeing what they could only describe as a green-faced monkey running through the woods. Granted, some of the descriptions were a little vague, but most of the witnesses told of seeing a tailless animal around 4 to 5 feet tall with a flat olive-green face that would run through the woods and occasionally would be seen swinging through the trees even. And people argue about this. What exactly are people seeing? Are they just contributing news that isn't actually happening? But a lot of people, a lot of researchers, do agree that this sounds like a real thing and it sounds like a form of a primitive human being. But could that exist today? Of course, such things simply cannot exist in this country, they say, but yet they seem to. And in this area, which they're calling Devon, Somerset, and Cornwall, they are telling us that it's rich in these tales. People are reporting this stuff more often than not, more often than you'd think anyway. Jason Hill related the details in 2008, and he has this fascinating story. It says, "My dad was visiting a friend in Heath Hays, England. this friend sadly dies in the early 1990s. So I'm afraid the details are secondhand, he says. Even so, my dad is not the sort of person for tall tales, and the details he repeated to me last Sunday were the same as he told me 30 plus years ago, so it has to be real. It was back in 1959, and Dad, this guy's telling us, was at his mate's house talking when his friend's mother pipes up. Hey, look, look in the newspaper. It's your little green men, she says. The newspaper story, Dad thinks it was the Express and Star, one of the papers at that time, it told of a little girl from Pye Green, which is an area of Cannock, England, running back home to her mother, and this little girl was in tears. When she was questioned, she said that a little man had run from the undergrowth and came out and frightened her. Well, we know how dads are, and her dad was no different. He's very protective, although he's patient, and he waits for his chance to start asking some questions. And the guy's curious. He had his own friend who was very embarrassed to tell his story, but he did. And he said that in the summer of 1958, he was playing cricket at his place of work. And he cycled back home later than he would have normally left work. Well, on a weaving part of the road, this guy sees something in the headlight of his cycle. The something that he saw runs into the road, it stops, and then it runs back into the trees. And we see this all the time with little squirrels and such, but he describes what he saw as a little green man. And no one knows what to make of all of this. Another story is told from November of 2008. It's an extremely strange story that surfaces from Wanstead, and that's a suburban area of the borough of the City of London. According to witness testimony, there was a small Bigfoot-type creature that was seen wandering around in Epping Forest. And this forest is about 2,400, 2,500 acres, and it's all forest land, which by name at least was first referenced back in the 17th century, but that has existed since Neolithic times, so a long time, and which in the 12th century was designated as a royal forest by King Henry III. So lots happening just around this forest. But anyway, Neil Arnold describes how the distinctly odd story began around this. So an animal is first sighted during early November by an 18-year-old named Michael Kent, who was out fishing. And he's fishing with his brother and his father, and they're in the Hollow Ponds area of this Epping Forest on the border of Wanstead. Okay, the teenager claims that while he's walking towards his brothers, you know, you're just catching up to everybody, he hears this rustling in the bushes and sees the back of a dark, hairy animal around 4 feet in height that ends up scampering off into the woods. Another of those that caught sight of the diminutive beast was a man who claims that he had a face-to-face encounter with this thing on Love Lane over on Woodford Bridge. They tell the press that they had just come out of their flat, and as they turn the corner, they see this hairy thing that just shows up out of nowhere. I don't really want to see it again, they said. It was about 4 feet tall with really big feet, and it looked straight at me with animal eyes. Then it leaped straight over the wall with no trouble at all, and it went off into the garden. I was so terrified, this person said, that they went to their neighbor's house. They didn't even go home. They tell them what happened, and the neighbor can't believe it, of course. Asked her if she'd actually been drinking. But this person says, of course, no, I haven't. And it was only 3 p.m. So the question is, can these creatures really exist in our world today? And if you think about it, there are less and less people going into our woods and forests. People sit around on cell phones watching Netflix. What's out there exactly? Anything that you've seen? Anything you believe? Share with us. And thank you for listening today. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.